one, it was too low. Mm-hmm. But they had the one long double pillow.
Now this, you'd call it quilt. Was there anything similar to this that people used to use, but called a comforter or a comforter?
Yeah, a comforter is, it isn't quilted.
It's not quilted.
No. Now see here, now if I take this, see I'm quilting it. See, I go around with these little stitches. Mm-hmm. A comforter would be, now just for instance this pattern, you tack it. You stick in and out with mm-hmm. wool or whatever you want to use, mm-hmm. and then tie a double knot. And leave the little strings on, and then one here, one there.
And leave those little strings on.
It's not quilted, it's tacked.
It's tacked?
It's tacked, and it's a comfort.
Well, I didn't know that.
Or a comforter, what do they call it?
If you had the extra people staying, like, well, especially extra kids staying at your house, and didn't have enough beds, sometimes...
You put them on the floor.
Uh-huh, put them on the floor, and you call that a... where you put down your quilt and things...
Pallet.
A pallet.
I got to break my brains. I haven't used them so long.
You hadn't thought about it so long. I'm taking you back to the office.
My kids have been gone since, well, 20 years, 24 years that I've had any children. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. two boys.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, that when you don't use those things, that sure. you just naturally get rusty. Mm-hmm. And you live long enough, you get rusty.
Well, now, if you were talking about land, now this, having been on a farm, you'll know about some, I guess. Land that doesn't take any, that doesn't need any fertilizer. Mm. You call that land, you'd say that land's really
fertile.
And now, land that would be kind of along a stream, what would that land be called?
Gosh, I don't know. We never lived by a stream.
Did you ever hear of, let's see, either bottoms or bottom land?
Well, yeah, if it's a field. Alongside of not just a strip.
Field. I see
not the strip. Oh, yeah.
What would that be called then?
The bottoms.
You'd call it a
bottoms.
Field along.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
A field along a stream. Okay.
Be down lower. See, it's in the bottoms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Up at Marlton, some of my kinfolk still have bottoms.
Well, they do.
Uh-huh.
And they farm it.
Yeah.
Now you said, you were talking about your father being in the swampy land with the, where the bullfrogs were.
Yeah.
Now that,
that was down towards Pine Bluff.
Yeah, down towards mm-hmm. Pine Bluff. Yeah, I didn't even realize they had this. So they have swamps between here and Pine Bluff?
Yeah, it's lowlands, mm-hmm. lower than we are.
Mm-hmm. Now when they, if they want to farm the swamps, what do they have to do to
drain it? They'd have to, but I imagine, now I don't know for sure, but it seems like they put a ditch all around it,
ditch.
Lower than the land.
And
the excess mm-hmm. will run off. Mm-hmm.
Would the ditch, now if you were talking about a ditch, would to you now, a ditch have to be something that was dug, something
manned? Yeah, dug out is
dug
all.
Out.
It wouldn't have to be walled or nothing like that.
Right.
Just an opening.
But it would be have to be something that people.
Yeah.
Not
will if you got it on a hillside, it'll wash and wash out a ditch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not
so really.
It'll wash out a big ditch.
One that was washed.
That's
out,
what's
right?
happening in our road all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've had cement. Rocks and everything else put in there, and the rain comes, and boy, it runs down that hill.
Mm-hmm. This
and
all, is kind of a thing.
My neighbor over there gets all my crushed rock.
You buy the crushed
rock? It goes clean across the road.
Does it really? Oh my goodness.
So it's nice living on a hill, but it's kind of uncomfortable at times.
Well, what was the land that you farm, the land around here, what type of land is it? I mean, is it...
Well, it's hilly land.
Hilly land?
It's up on the hill.
Is
you know,
it,
we're
is
in
it
a hilly country.
Is the soil very